The subject is remote experiment participation. I'm using my own definition, actually. Remote experiment participation is, for me, the participation in near real time of off-site researchers in the operation of a fusion device. So it's not remote control. It's remote control room participation. The definition is not quite clear, so we may have to discuss that at some point. And the examples which I wanted to give you is participation in the operation of the diagnostic. That's for me remote control, remote experiment participation. Or off-site session leader, like they have done at JET. The ad hoc consultation with experts in case of problems is also remote experiment participation. And then remote diagnostic maintenance, something which the people in Lisbon have started doing. We are using various terms for this. Remote control room extensions. That's my preferred term because that's what I actually have in mind when I talk about this. Some people call it virtual control room or collaborative control room. So we should put definitions against each of them, and I'm not sure whether they're actually the same thing. So I want to give you kind of a definition. Remote experiment participation requires a mix of most RP technologies. So it's kind of an umbrella thing. And they have to be suitably adapted to the control room situation. So you need secure remote computer access of some kind. You need secure remote data access of some kind. You need correctly adapted teleconferencing. And certainly, you need a secure, reliable, and sufficiently fast network infrastructure. Otherwise, you are in trouble. Where are we? I would have thought that remote control room techniques are high up on the agenda with more and more experiments being operated as multi-laboratory operations. That's what I would have thought. And that's what I thought already 3 years ago. And you wrote it down. And in practice, very little has actually been implemented. Even some people have abandoned remote control room participation. However, remote participation in scientific programs is widespread, but near real-time experiment participation is not, to my knowledge. And so that's an interesting statement. What's that? Sorry, where are I? Sorry, I'm lost in my own slides. Okay, so it's slow. There are examples and positive examples. A collaborative control room is part of the US fusion grid activities, and I think this is possibly the most advanced development in that field. I would also like to mention a TJ2 remote participation, which includes remote control room participation. This is a wider concept, but it includes this one as well. I know that IFP in Milano is occasionally taking part in the operation of the FTU in Rome, using a variety of tools in real time, like phone, email, messenger, VNC. And I think they're using National Instruments data over the net for that. They can confirm that. And their particular solution consists in the use of a pair of ports from National Instruments. That's only the data acquisition part and so on. So they give some details here. LabVIEW is an integral mini firewall, has an integral mini firewall for that. So it's an interesting type of application. Remote diagnostics and maintenance. There are now remotely controlled diagnostics at JET. I don't know how many. There should be one at least from Lisbon and one from Madrid with the university, and there should be one in Madrid with the University of Barcelona. However, note of caution, I would say here. The Forschungszentrum Jülich do no longer make use of the technically still existing, as far as I know, facilities for remote control room participation TEXRO. Is that correct?
We have the facilities. And they are being used, not very much.
But they are being, so I have to...
We recently had an experiment that we produced before.
Okay, so I have to withdraw that statement. So it's... Okay, so I withdraw that statement. I knew that you were here, and so I could ask you. Now we need audio video. And there's a basic unsolved technical issue with the video audio communication for such remote control room participation, in my view, which is highlighted by the fusion grid activities. While normal teleconferencing is converging on the H323 family of video conferencing standards, the full immersion conferencing arrangement for remote control rooms, as some people seem to think is necessary, can at present only be achieved with the access grid technology, which is not much interoperable with H323. In addition, access grid requires multicast, which is not supported by all networks. So there's a basic technical conflict between what they are doing and where we are going. Now, what will we have in presentation? We will have a short, not a presentation, on the remote experiment center which is being talked about as part of the ITER broader approach. I have to be very careful with my words. We will have a presentation about JET from IPP Garching, CEMAT, IST, Greifswald, possibly from Romania, if we get it technically to work, from ITER and from BIFC. And I should mention clearly that there are additional activities which we are not presenting here. That's the US Fusion Grid, which I think we should have had in this meeting, and from Enea Frascati. I just want to mention this. The collaborative control room is part of the US Fusion Grid project, and it merits its own session, in my view, because it's really the only concept which has addressed all issues. Secure computation resources scheduled as required, can rapidly compare experimental data to simulation results, which is an interesting use of remote experiment participation. They share individual results with the group via shared large displays, and that's their hobby, the shared large displays, and that's where the access grid comes into play. And they fully engage remote scientists with audio, video, and shared displays. I mean, this is their usual sales arguments, and you should see a photograph of what they are doing. So that's CMOD at the bottom, CMOD in Boston, it's D3D in San Diego, and NSTX at Princeton. Enea Frascati, I mentioned it before. And I would like to make this status comment. All remote experiment participation implementations are still in the prototype stage, even though the Fusion Grid prototype may be the one that, as D3D, shows many of the advanced features that can be implemented and is nearly working. Could be considered as nearly a working device. What do we want to achieve with this session? I do not think that we can develop a standard toolkit for remote experiment participation. I think this is a dream that doesn't work. And if someone is of different opinion, should say it. The aim of this remote participation activity in this field is to establish the exchange of experience on scenarios, and that is not technology, scenarios, procedures, and then technical implementations between those labs that already take part in such remote experiment participation, either as hosts or even more importantly possibly as remote participants to other experiments. And that's how I see the purpose of this meeting. I don't think that we can come to a standard kit like the US Fusion Grid. That's it. For introduction, now I think I have also been given the first talk in the same session. So
escape
is up there. Now
okay.
It's 6.
Okay.
Yes, please.
One thing. I would like to avoid the near real time, because real time is always defined as
The reason why I said near real time is I wanted to express the human interaction aspect of it. You're completely correct. For everything which is computer, it's real time. Near real time, I meant human interaction. That's why I used. I don't know what's the correct term for that. So there are two components.
I think human scale or human time scale.
So one thing which is important is human interaction.
For me, it's quite difficult to
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I should have put it in inverted commas. But my interpretation is it's the real time interaction between human beings,
yeah,
which is much slower than the real time for computers. Yeah. Yes, and that's what I wanted to say. So now it is glasses. 6-1.
Volker, can
yes.
I just make a clarification?
Please.
The work between JET and IST Lisbon is not for remote operation of diagnostics. It's more for remote maintenance of diagnostics. So these are the systems that that are maintained remotely.
Yes, thank you. Where are my slides?